The word for today, the greatest gift. And I'm referring to the book of Job and chapter 2. Verse 13 says, they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights. No one said a word because they saw how great his suffering was. Job's three friends didn't do a great job of caring for their friend. They were pretty insensitive. They blamed him for his own suffering. But when they first arrived at the side of Job, they sat in silence with him for a whole week before they said a single word. As it turned out, their silence was the best thing they could offer Job. Their words weren't much comfort in his situation. Often our natural instinct is to hide away from people who are in pain. Who can know whether they want to talk about their situation? Do they want to share, be cheered up, or left alone? We often ask, what good can I do? I recently read about a Christian man who went to a funeral. By mistake, he walked into the chapel of the cemetery to discover it was the wrong funeral. But there was only the widow present. She seemed so lonely, so he decided to stay for that funeral. He even walked with the widow to the graveside for the burial. At the end of the graveside service, the man finally admitted to the widow that he had not known her husband. I thought as much, said the widow, but it doesn't really matter. You'll never know how much you being with me at this funeral has meant to me and has helped me. Most often, those who are suffering and in pain remember the quiet person who was simply by their side. Someone who is there when needed. Someone who just listened. Who didn't just keep glancing at their watch. Someone who took time to listen and understand and not talk about themselves and their problems. In short, someone who made time, was available, turned up, listened. I wonder, do you know someone today who is lonely and in need of someone to share with? I wonder if you got time to give, time to care, time to share? Often the best comfort is just being there, sharing a cup of tea and listening. God bless you on this day.